People around the game will tell you there are two kinds of basketball memories. First, there are the base memories. That first time you learned how to dribble. The first time you checked into a game. Those first made free throws. Those are the memories any basketball player can cherish. But then, there are those other kinds of memories. The one-of-a-kind players.
Germantown brings it, and a big slam dunk by Zed Showalter to start this Division I state semifinal.
The ones who own the stage.
Jalen Johnson alley-oop slams it home.
The most incredible plays.
McCabe, hesitation, now tries to the rim. Right hand floater, around and in.
Here's a takeaway by Vanderbilt. Oh, my.
The games we still talk about.
Brookshaw, thinking about a three, puts it up, hits it, and that'll do it!
Triple overtime. Ortiz will drive, take a shot, and he hits on the window!
You know what I mean.
Decker to the right wing.
Those memories.
Shot for three.
Championship memories.
And he hits the three! Decker has won it with the three!
Wow.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Live from the Kohl Center, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament continues on 100.5 ESPN. My name's Jesse Nelson, joined by ESPN Milwaukee's Mike Padole, and Madison College in the 608 Basketball Tournament's Bill Kegler. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania in the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a newer used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. The number 2 seed Lakeside Lutheran Warriors packing into the Kohl Center with a 26-2 overall record on the season. Champions of the Capital North Conference taking on the unbeaten number 3 seed Keele Raiders, 28-0, champions of the Eastern Wisconsin Conference. And Mike Padole, you might be wondering, how do you have an undefeated team and they're the 3 seed in this tournament? Well, that's just how good some of these other teams, including Lakeside Lutheran, has been this year.
Well, absolutely. And this game is super interesting from a storyline standpoint on both sides. And we'll dive deep into that. But when you look at this Keele Raiders team led by head coach Marcus Rumpf, this is a team that likes to get out and run. They like to score points, and they do it in bunches. They average 75 points per game, and you look at the majority of their wins, and there's a lot of them, but they've had games where they've put up 97, 84, 83, 85. They've really put the pedal to the metal this season. This is a team that has made a progression where you know, 3 years ago they were 17-9. Last year they were 21-5, and this year undefeated, 28-0. These kids have played together since they were in third grade, so it's one of those special kind of classic kids.
And Bill Kegler, Lakeside Lutheran lost Levi Burkholz, a walk-on at Wisconsin. They were in this state tournament last year, and Coach Todd Yons didn't think they might be back this year, but yet here they are.
Yeah, and Coach Yons talked about them developing throughout their season and them having a slow progression and slowly building and having great chemistry amongst their team. And I'm excited for this game because we've got size on size. Both of their inside guys average double-doubles. So I want to see some great paint action.
Paint action. Looking forward to it. As we get set for the state tournament game, you know how important it is to have a game plan in place. The same goes for managing your wealth. Canopy Wealth Management has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help achieve your goals with confidence, and they believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Now let's get a check of the Canopy Wealth Management game plan. Mike Padole, let's start with the Keele Raiders. What do you think Keele's going to be looking to do here at the Kohl Center this afternoon?
Keele's going to want to really amp up the pace and get into that high-scoring game. You see right now on their warm-ups say Keele Energy. That's how they want to play. They want to dictate the pace of play and get Lakeside Lutheran sprinting up and down the court and get them into a shooting match.
And Bill Kegler, how does Lakeside Lutheran counter that?
They're going to work in the half court, work their offense to get great shots, like we talked about in the previous game, which stops the transition offense the other direction, and also really focusing on rebounding, making sure that that's their focus, both on the offensive and defensive ends of the court.
Time now to get a check of the starting lineups, brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student-athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. For the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors in their road navy blue uniforms, light blue letters and numbers. Starting at forward, number 4, Evan Newman. At guard, number 5, Casey Guzman. Another guard, number 15, Cooper Milsna. Guard, number 23, Alex Renke. And forward, number 32, Wes Ron. Lakeside Lutheran is coached by Todd Yons. Meanwhile, the Keele Raiders unbeaten on the season, 28-0. Starting at guard, number 12, Aiden Murphy. Another guard, number 22, Pierce Arends. Forward, number 40, Jack Heckman. Forward, number 42, Grant Manns. And forward, number 44, Braden April. The Keele Raiders are coached in his sixth season by Marcus Rump. The Keele Raiders in their home white uniforms, purple letters and numbers with a purple and gray trim on either side. Pretty good crowd on hand here at the Kohl Center for Lakeside Lutheran and Keele. The Thursday crowd, you never know if it's going to fill up as well as that Friday or for sure that Saturday championship crowd, but this is about as good as a Division III crowd we've seen here at the Kohl Center in the last few years.
Absolutely. Well, we know that Lakeside Lutheran bringing their fans travel that Capital North Conference. That's as seen in the football season this year, just a brutally tough athletic conference.
Ball in the air, tipped into the hands of the unbeaten Keele Raiders, and we are underway in semifinal number 2 at the Kohl Center of the Division III Boys Basketball State Tournament. Keele working left to right as we see it here at the Kohl Center. Pass over into the right corner and lost out of bounds, batted away by number 4, Evan Newman of the Lakeside Lutheran Warrior defense. So Keele will inbound beneath its own basket. Pierce Arends to do the inbounding. It comes in cleanly on the left side of the floor, now passed inside and stolen away by Lakeside Lutheran. Coming this way, Wes Ron, the sensational sophomore, off balance, thought he had contact, no whistle blown, and it comes the other way for the Keele Raiders into the front court. Cross court over to the right corner, pump fake three, now driving inside, and contact is drawn by Pierce Arends, the super senior, number 22 in the home white uniforms of the Keele Raiders. First foul of the game comes 33 seconds in.
I mentioned how this team has played together since they were in third grade. You could tell with that reflexive ball movement.
Inbound comes in cleanly on the right wing. Off the screen, Arends nearly lost it. Now maintains possession. Pierce Arends backpedals beyond the three-point line, trying to shake the defender and lost the ball out of bounds.
The nerves we saw in the first game, something that's very uncommon that likely hasn't happened in a few years. Just the ball just dribbles straight out of bounds.
Keele making its first state tournament appearance since 2010, when they were led by Pierce Arends' father, Jamie Arends, who is a current assistant coach here for Keele. He was the head coach when the team made the state tournament in 2010. We'll talk plenty more about that as this game continues. Lakeside Lutheran with a turnover. Keele has it in the front court. Left side three. Well short for number 42, Grant Manns. And a rebound, Lakeside Lutheran. Right side of the floor. Coming that way, Evan Newman. No correction, that's Guzman. Casey Guzman lays it up good with the right hand for the first points of this Division III semifinal number 2. Lakeside Lutheran 2-0 advantage over Keele. And a quick retaliation bucket is good on the left block with a foul sending Keele to the free throw line. Grant Manns, the senior, has a chance to give the Raiders the lead.
Don't blink, because Keele will get the ball down court and get an entry pass into their big.
At the line, Grant Manns, a UW-Stevens Point commit, misses the free throw. He is a 63% free throw shooter on the year. Just came up a little short on that one. Lakeside Lutheran and Keele knotted at 2, a minute and a half into this Division III semifinal. Defender falls down, which makes for an easy layup for the sensational sophomore Wes Ron of the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors.
Lakeside Lutheran saying, "We are athletic. Do not sell us short."
Braden April, right side of the floor, kick it all the way to the top of the key, into the hands of Pierce Arends. Arends now using a screen right side, trying to get the baseline positioning. Good defense provided by Wes Ron. Something to watch all day, how Lakeside Lutheran tries to stop Arends. He drives baseline, now passes to the left corner. Cross-court pass to the top of the key, swing it all the way right. Pump fake three, April. Now bounce pass Arends on the right block. He's double-teamed down there. Arends, turnaround jumper off the glass, too strong, no good. And a rebound, Lakeside Lutheran.
And Lakeside looking to set up their offense here. They've gotten great action so far in the half court. Let's see if they can get another good look.
Guzman right side of the floor as he picks up the pass across midcourt. 15:30 to play in the first half. 4-2 Lakeside Lutheran with the ball in the lead. Left side of the floor, number 15 is Cooper Milsna. Milsna using a screen, passes right side, looking for an inlet down near the right block, and instead coming out to get it in the right corner is Ron. Ron one-on-one guarded by Grant Manns. Ron into the paint. Right side picks up the dribble, tried to pass it. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Lakeside Lutheran with 15:05 to go.
And Grant Mann's doing a good job fronting Ron. He didn't get to catch it in the block area. He caught it towards the three-point line, which made him uncomfortable.
Lakeside Lutheran, 26-2 overall record this season, champions of the Capital North Conference. Driving in Guzman, too strong, and it's knocked out of bounds, last touched by Lakeside Lutheran and Wes Ron. Keel basketball down 4-2, and immediate timeout is taken. We will take it with them. 14:55 to go, 4-2 Lakeside Lutheran over Keel on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Your Honda gets you everywhere. When it needs service, you need Zimbrick Honda service. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it yourself at two convenient Madison locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. Honda certified technicians handle it all. You can even get flexible payment options. Fix your car now and pay later. Apply online to see your options in seconds with no hard credit check. Make your service appointment online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Zimbrick Honda Service Center on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. Part of the Madison community since 1973. Shop Zimbrick Honda.
Hi, Dave from Canopy Wealth Management here. Our team has years of experience, which has prepared us to guide you through your life transitions and help you achieve your financial goals with confidence. We're fiduciaries and will never back gimmicks or instruments that chase single-day returns or put your long-term goals at risk. At Canopy, care, confidence, clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. That's canopy-wealth.com.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse Nelson, Mike Padole, Bill Kegler at the Kohl Center. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. 3 minutes in, 4-2. Lakeside Lutheran leads Keel. The winner will face Thomas Moore in the Division III State Championship game on Saturday afternoon right here on 100.5 ESPN. Out of the timeout, Keel basketball into the front court. It's number 22, Pierce Arends. Oh. Inside, a great move, couldn't finish, but a tap back is good for Grant Manns. He's got all four for Keel to tie the game.
Love the way both teams are attacking the rim and really making strong drives at a hole.
Both players will be playing college basketball at the next level. Pierce Arends, a Wisconsin Lutheran College commit. Grant Manns, UW-Stevens Point. Lakeside Lutheran basketball. Now Guzman drives right baseline, up off the glass and good. Casey Guzman with 4 points to lead the Warriors so far with a two-point lead.
Wes Ron spacing the floor to the perimeter, which takes the shot blocker Grant Manns away from the rim, giving Guzman straight driving lines as he's clearly the quickest player on the court.
Guzman's second team all-conference in the Capital North this year. Pierce Arends gets his first points of the game, driving into the paint on the right side, got a defender in the air, easy positioning for two to tie the game.
Well, that's not in transition, but that's getting a shot in under 5 seconds.
Ron, top of the key, just to the right side of the circle. Guzman off the screen, takes the three at the top of the key, no good. Well short, and a rebound comes away to Keel. Raiders unbeaten on the season, champions of the Eastern Wisconsin Conference, the three seed in this four-team bracket at the state tournament. Right side, here's Grant Manns, picks up the dribble, now feeds inside, oh! And it's swatted away by Lakeside Lutheran. Warriors have it now into the front court. Ron trying to finish into the paint, yes, with a layup to get the lead 8-6.
Ron with the swat on defense, and then he gets the rock in transition and puts it in off the glass for two.
Lakeside Lutheran up by 2, 8-6. Good crowd with a lot to cheer about here from Lake Mills, making the trip to cheer on their Warriors. Keel has brought the entire community as well from northeastern Wisconsin to come and cheer on their Warriors to victory today. The blue and purple definitely taking center stage here this afternoon.
Keel always represents.
Braden April, right side, baseline up off the glass, came up short. And a rebound to Lakeside Lutheran, looking to extend the lead with 12:30 to go. It's 8-6. Guzman handoff right side. Back to the top of the key for Alex Ranke. Ranke all the way to Ron on the left side. And Wes Ron lays it up for two. He is the tallest guy on the floor, and he's letting everybody know it, Bill.
And his strength is showing, too, as he jump stops, wait for the defender to move, and then go straight through him to score.
Arenz knows how to work the positioning, though, as he goes underneath the defender to scoop it up off the glass. Good for two. It's 10-8 now. Lakeside Lutheran leading by two over Keel. 12 minutes to play in the first half. This is a much different game than the first semifinal that we watched this afternoon. Off the screen, cross-court pass. Newman for three. Yes, Evan Newman. He was just 11 for 38 shooting threes this season, but he knocks down a huge one at the Kohl Center to extend Lakeside Lutheran's lead 13-8.
Newman says, don't give me 39. I'll drain it.
Hello, Newman. 13-8 is the score, 11:30 to go. Shot no good for the Keel Warriors. Manns had positioning on the left block, just couldn't finish it. Now a quick pass into the front court, and Lakeside Lutheran lays it in for two. Alex Ranke, the senior.
Good transition run by Lakeside, as Wes Ron is gassed right now. He is bending over.
Yeah, he's doing everything. He's doing everything right now.
15-8, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keel as we approach 11 minutes to play in the first half. Ron couldn't get the rebound, offensive board, and the shot is no good for Manns. I think they're going to call that a shooting foul, although it was a little bit delayed. Yeah, it looks like Manns will shoot two free throws.
And that's two fouls on Guzman. That's a huge development for Lakeside as he commands everything in the half court for them.
Absolutely. I love his game. He's always attacking, always moving forward on offense, and he settles his team down in the half court. If he picked, you know, he may be sitting down here.
Grant Manns at the free throw line, a 6'6 senior, averaging 17 points a game. First team all-conference player as a sophomore, junior, and senior.
They call that the trifecta.
Is that what they call that?
I thought they called us the trifecta.
I thought so, too.
The trifecta of terrific.
They call us something else, I think, here, Mike Poodle. At least you. Second free throw attempt for Manns is in the air and good.
Just call me.
15-9, Lakeside Lutheran's lead down to 6 with 11 minutes to go in the first half. Semifinal number 2, Division 3, WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament at the Kohl Center. It's our pleasure to bring it to you here on 100.5 ESPN. Division 2 and Division 1 semifinals to follow tomorrow, and then all 5 championship games on Saturday afternoon. I guess it's actually Saturday afternoon, morning, and evening, depending on when you're tuning in to join us. But we got all 5 of them all day long. Great day of basketball, one of our favorite days of the year here at the Kohl Center. Lakeside Lutheran offense leading by 6. This is their slowest possession so far today. Trying to find an open look. Right side pass. Easton Wolfram into the game, as well as Newman getting it back, and number 34, Brady Wolfram.
Lakeside Lutheran really came to play though today. They're really focused. They're good ball movement, not stressing about getting a good look. They're just pacing and cutting.
And there is a cut right side off the pass. Shot is no good. Deflected by the right side of the backboard. Ranke just got lost a little too low in the post. Transition three for Keel is too strong. No good, but an offensive rebound for Aiden Murphy. Murphy tries to put it up, and he gets 2 points. Aiden Murphy, the senior guard, wearing number 12 in the home whites, helps get Keel back in within 4. 9:40 to play in the first half.
Murphy averages 5 points a game.
But his presence known on that trip down the floor. Left side Wolfram off the screen. Ben Crockless. Now number 34 is Brady Wolfram. So both Brady Wolfram and his brother Easton both in the game at the same time here.
Anybody recognize this offense? This is a Ron Colley Jets special.
Here's the three-point attempt off the screen.
Nice.
No good for Brady Wolfram, and a rebound comes away to Keel. Approaching the midway point of the first half, 15-11, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keel. The Keel Raiders have not lost in 2023, the 2024 season. Left side. Off the glass, no good, but Manns with a second chance. He is so dominant so far here for Keele this afternoon. Has the Raiders within two, 15-13.
The Moses Malone throw off the backboard, get me an extra rebound and a putback.
Yep. While sweating profusely.
Ben Kroklis off the screen. To the top of the key, now swinging right again in the hands of Kroklis. Beyond the perimeter. To the top of the key, Brady Wolfram. Wolfram needs some help. Coming off the screen at the top, they're trying to find the opening, and they're patient in doing so. Here it is. Kroklis inside, lost it. Newman has it now in the right corner for Lakeside Lutheran. They reset. 8:15 to play in the first half. Lakeside patient with a two-point advantage.
Without Guzman in the game, the Lakeside Lutheran not attacking at all. They're moving the ball well, but they're not attacking.
Well, they went away from a ball screen offense to more of a five-out read-and-react motion offense, which created the turnover now for them. A little bit too patient.
Easton Wolfram driving left to right into the paint. Traveled as he couldn't find where to throw his intended pass. Timeout on the floor, 7:59 to play. 15-13, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keele in the first half. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. And the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a newer used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. 15-13, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keele with 7:59 to go in the first half. Mike Padol. Back and forth, Lakeside in front.
Highly entertaining game so far in the second game of the Division III semifinals.
The winner gets Thomas Moore on Saturday afternoon. Keele wants it to be them, and they tie the game as Grant Manns goes up with the right hand. Easy positioning down low, Bill Kegler, to tie the game.
Yeah, the senior showing his authority against the sophomore. Just stepped in front of the rim, got a post entry, and went to work on him.
Cooper Milsna off a screen at the top of the key, working on the right side of the floor for Lakeside Lutheran as Keele has come back on a 6-0 run to tie this game. Bounce pass left side, Ron back into the game. Wes Ron, big number 32 in the road blues for Lakeside. Shot no good from the free throw line for the Warriors and a rebound to Keele. Raiders have a chance to take the lead back. Here's Pierce Arends, left side of the lane, now picks it all the way out to the top of the key. Here's Manns, picks up his dribble just right of the three-point line. Arends passes left, open look for three, quick release. Cade Volker is good from beyond the arc, and Keele has an 18-15 lead.
The land of the three is the home of the brave, and that time, nothing but net.
Cade Volker, not one we expected to be prominent from beyond the arc, hitting the first three-point shot of the game for the Keele Raiders, but the setup by Arends gave him just enough of an opening to deliver the goods. Now Ron inside draws contact prior to the shot. Lakeside keeps possession. That is the first foul called on the Keele Raiders in the first half. And now another timeout on the floor, so we're going to take that with them too. 6:38 to go in the first half. 18-15, Keele now in front of Lakeside Lutheran. You're listening to Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse Nelson, Mike Padol, Bill Kegler, 18-15. Keele leads Lakeside Lutheran in the second of two Division III Boys Basketball State Tournament games at the Kohl Center here on State Tournament Thursday, the opening day of the Boys Basketball State Tournament here in Madison. Out of the timeout, Lakeside Lutheran basketball knocked out of bounds by Keele as they tried to feed it down to Big Wes Rahm on the right block. 6:27 to go in the first half, and it stays with Lakeside Lutheran.
Coach, is this like a 6-0 run with Guzman on the bench?
It is, and the tempo changed completely.
Yeah.
It's actually a 9-0 run, I believe, here for Keele. They were down 15-9.
15-9.
We're getting 9 unanswered points here to take
with
the 3-point
lead. With Guzman on the bench.
Well, correct. With Guzman on the bench, the screen and roll, the ball screen and roll has stopped, and now the straight post entry into Ron is not working quite as well because of Keele's defense.
And that break didn't help. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line was halfway down for Ranky, and it popped out. Rim's not kind to Lakeside Lutheran on that trip here at the Kohl Center, but an offensive board for Wes Ron. His putback was no good, but he was fouled, so he shoots two free throws with 6:11 to go in the half.
Wes Ron has played a really good game here in the first half. He got gassed. He was so active in the beginning of this game. They took him out for a little bit, brought him back as he hits the first free throw. And that break kind of let him get his wind back, and now he's really making a difference for Lakeside Lutheran.
And Lakeside just needs to keep it close if they're going to stick with the philosophy of two fouls, you stay on the bench for the first half for Guzman so he can be ready to go for the second half.
Wes Ron is sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I was going to ask you when you bring him back.
Well, as long as it's close, he stays on the bench. Mm-hmm.
Wes Ron missed the second free throw. He's a 55% free throw shooter on the season, so that's pretty much on brand. Lakeside Lutheran down by two, under 6 minutes to play in the first half. A little miscommunication, but it ends up in the hands of Pierce Arenz at the top of the key. Arenz, pull-up jumper, and it's off the mark, no good, off the back of the rim, and a rebound to Lakeside Lutheran. Chance to tie or take the lead with 5:45 to go in the first half. 18-16, Keel on top. Lakeside ball, left side. Into the corner, number 12 is Easton Wolfram. Inlet pass is stolen away by Grant Manns. Manns pushes it ahead. Now Braden April, left side of the floor, picks up the dribble. Back to the top of the key, swing it right. Manns has it in the right corner. Off the screen. Quick three for April is good. Braden April contributing in March. It's 21-16, Keel.
You know, the soft entry pass by Lakeside Lutheran just leads to another 3 points for Keel. Just the run continues.
Well, the difference in the big guys is Grant Manns is light on his feet and is quick to get that steal as he grabs another rebound here, and he's up to how many rebounds? Nine rebounds already.
Nine rebounds
4:50 left in the first half.
Newman Renz is a good guard.
Newman was the one well off with the three. Speaking of which, a three-point attempt off the front of the rim, no good for Keel. And a loose ball foul is called on Pierce Arenz.
In high school basketball, I like guards that are strong with the basketball and can run your offense and are always aggressive, no matter who's guarding them. And Pierce Arenz is that player for Keel.
Lakeside Lutheran started the season 11-0, had some trouble in the middle part of the schedule, but they entered today's game having won their last 11 games, 26-2 on the season. Down low, Wes Ron fouled going up with the left hand. Shot no good. Ron will shoot two free throws. Chance to get Lakeside closer, down 21-16 with 4:23 to go in the first half.
Ron showing patience as the double team came. He split it and was able to draw the foul, get himself a breather as he's doubled over with his hands on his knees again.
6'7 sophomore Wes Ron, first team all-conference player for the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors in this 23-24 season, rattles home the first free throw.
Well, and that's good offense because we've talked about how much Lakeside Lutheran has struggled with Guzman on the bench, but that time get the ball with a good entry pass into your big and let him go to work.
Ron good on both free throws this time, 3 of 4 in the game. 21-18, Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran in a close first half of this Division III boys basketball state semifinal. The winner gets Thomas Moore Saturday afternoon in the championship game. Arenz, pull-up jumper, left baseline, no good. It's short, little off balance, may have contributed to that. And a rebound to Lakeside Lutheran. Three would tie it this trip down if they want it. Right side through the hands of Ron. He's able to collect it right in front of the Keel bench. And then he tries to pass into the right corner and is stolen away by Aiden Murphy. Great heads-up defense by the Keel Raiders and Murphy. Into the front court. Left side. Arenz uses a screen, runs into a double team. So he finds Manns, goes into the paint. Now kick it right corner. Pump fake gets the defender in the air. Driving all the way in, but Ron with the strong defense stepped in the way of Braden April. And Lakeside gets it back down 21-18 with 3.5 to go in the first period. Left side all the way in off the glass. Too strong with the left hand. No good. It was a wide open look for a layup, but missed it. And here comes Keel on the right side of the floor.
Quick trigger right here.
Arenz off the screen right side beyond the three-point line. Now picks up the dribble, hands it off, free throw line extended right. Pull-up jumper is good. Jack Heckman, first points of the game for the senior.
Jack Heckman took that shot from the right elbow like he was born there. Nothing but net, no hesitation.
23-18, Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Off the screen, top of the key, now swing it left. Into the hands of Easton Wolfram, number 12. Newman, number 4. Bounce pass right side, now back to Wolfram down low on the block. Wolfram is fouled, shot no good. He'll shoot two free throws, Easton Wolfram, the junior guard.
And if that's on a Renz, that's his second. Only 2:41 to go in this first half. Really well played half here. You know, good basketball game. Again, though, you start to look at the score as we're getting down here. This is not Keel's pace of play. Again, I said in the pregame, they average 75 points per game. Right now, they're sitting on 23.
First free throw attempt for Easton Wolfram is no good. Rattles halfway down and out.
And that's part of Lakeside taking long possessions with Guzman on the bench with this flex screen double away offense where they're working until they get the shot they want going at the basket.
2:41 to play in the first half. 23-18 is the score. Second free throw no good for Wolfram. Well short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Keel.
Wes Rands back on the bench. He's been perennially gassed in this half. Playing at the Kohl Center will do that for you.
Right side, number 42 is Grant Manns. Manns cross court to driving inside. And yes, that's good for Aiden Murphy. I thought it was Arenz, but I thought, wait a minute, he checked out a minute ago. And yes, it was Murphy, number 12, as opposed to Arenz, 22, who was able to put it in good for two and extending Keel's lead, 25-18. Off the screen, left side of the floor. Now back to the top of the key. Number 23 is Alex Ranke. Number 4 now, Newman has it into the paint. Kick it right side for Ranke. Beyond the three-point line, he passes up top for Kroklis. Ben Kroklis goes left into the corner. A minute 50 to play in the first half. Driving down to the left block and kick it back all the way back up top. Lakeside Lutheran out of room.
Guzman's waiting to come back in at the next step ball.
Ranke gets the quick pass. Looked like he wanted to drive inside. Instead, handed it off for Newman, who lost it and his footing. Comes away to
nice
Keel. Pass left side for three. No good for Murphy. Rebound put back good for Braden April. Keel's largest lead of the game, 27-18. And a timeout, Lakeside Lutheran and Coach Todd Jans with a minute 26 to go until halftime.
And Todd Jans knew that one was coming. Knew, you know, he had Guzman at the table ready to check in, and he did not want this lead to get any bigger, but now it's a 9-point lead for the Keel Raiders.
Zimbraconda's Prep Mania brought to you by the GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. The GRB Academy wants to be part of the plan to reach your potential all year long. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and a 6,000-square-foot weight room. Personal lessons available year-round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. Bill Kegler, what's the message from Coach Todd Jans in that timeout?
Transition defense. The long rebounds led to transition three-pointers there. Make sure they get back because Lakeside wants to control the half court. And it looks like Keel just came out in a matchup zone, so that's going to throw Lakeside's timeout plans in array.
Newman and Guzman back on the floor here for Lakeside Lutheran, now with under a minute 15 to go. You love the strategic nature.
Yeah. Oh, you're bringing Guzman back in? Let's go matchup on you.
Ranke picks up his dribble in a little bit of trouble, has to roll it back out near midcourt for Evan Newman. Newman passes right side for Cooper Milsna. Now back all the way left for Newman. Free throw line extended left. Guzman shot no good, but an offensive board for Ron. Ron feeds Guzman inside. Double team. Shot no good. Deflected. Ron gets it back, and he's fouled and puts it in. They needed Wes Ron on that trip with 46 seconds to go until halftime. Lakeside pulls back within 7.
Let's put it this way. Wes Ron has 11 of Lakeside Lutheran's 20 points. And, you know, to go with 7 rebounds and a couple block shots, he's been everywhere.
The dynamic of their team changes when Guzman and Ron are on the floor together. It's a completely different look for them.
Lakeside is a deep team, as we've called a number of different names already today. They lack an identity, which Todd Jans said was actually a positive for his squad.
Yeah, and he says they lack an identity. But I'll tell you what, Todd Jans is the athletic director. And he's building a culture of athletics at Lakeside Lutheran that is just competitive and tough and about a winning culture. In the football season this year, Lakeside Lutheran in level two of the WIAA football playoffs traveled on the road to the number one seed Platteville High School, and they knocked Platteville out on the road. Then the very next week in level three had to play Catholic Memorial, travel all the way back across the state, play a super talented Catholic Memorial team, and they played them tough down to the wire in the fourth quarter. So when you have that kind of competitive streak on the football field, that carries over. That means you're getting after it in the weight room. You're mentally strong. Todd Yons is overseeing all of that as the athletic director and head basketball coach. And he's got 497 wins. So he's going to be in the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame here. You have 500 wins, you're in.
12 of the 13 players on the Lakeside Lutheran basketball roster are either two or three sport athletes.
And that's a common theme at Lakeside Lutheran, as they really emphasize extracurricular activities.
27-21, Lakeside down by six. It's Keel basketball. Keel, nothing to not write home about either. They're an undefeated team that's hoping to cap off a perfect season and go 30-0 with two wins here at the Kohl Center this weekend. They lead by six with 30 seconds to go until the breakout of the timeout. Left side, Pierce Arends, whose father, Jamie, was the head coach, longtime head coach at Keel High School for the boys basketball program, led them to their last state tournament berth in 2010. Stepped down a few years ago when Pierce reached seventh grade. Now Pierce a senior, and his father an assistant coach to Marcus Rumpf.
And he coached Marcus Rumpf.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Arends is blocked with 5 seconds to go until the half. Here comes Lakeside Lutheran, chance to cut the deficit at the buzzer. Shot no good. And the first half buzzer sounds.
Wes Ronds with another rejection.
A great first half of basketball. This one should be tight down the stretch. Keel 27, Lakeside Lutheran 21. We'll get a check of the first half stats after this on Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
This is Derek Engler. You're listening to a Good Karma Brands radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
Time on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania in the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. The undefeated Keel Raiders, 28-0 on the year, looking to cap off a perfect season, hold a 27-21 lead over the champions of the Capital North Conference, the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors. Jesse Nelson, Mike Padol, Bill Kegler with you at the Kohl Center. And guys, that first half was action-packed. Wes Ron kind of leading the way for Lakeside Lutheran and for all scorers, but Grant Manns taking center stage for Keel, helping propel the Raiders to the lead.
Can you top this performance by both post players in this game? And the important thing that Coach pointed out to me at halftime, Wes Ron with 12 points, 7 boards, at least 3 blocks, no fouls in that first half. So he can stay when he's not completely tired. He can stay on the floor, and now they can get Guzman in the whole second half. And really, I think this is going to be a barn burner, and we may need a bigger barn because this game's going to be good.
Bill Kegler, what are your thoughts and takeaways from the first half of action here in this second of our Division III semifinals?
Well, unfortunately, Lakeside had to burn a couple timeouts in the first half, because if they could utilize some of their timeouts to get Wes Ron some more break to keep him in the game, because the dynamic of Guzman and Ron together completely changes how they play in the tempo. And if they can keep them on the floor together for a longer period of time, I like where they're at. But at the same time, Arends for Keel does a great job of getting to the rim and creating action for Keel. So the foul trouble situation is going to be interesting, because Arends has 2 fouls also.
And really, you look at Keel up by 6 right now. Lakeside Lutheran has 4 turnovers. Keel, 7 points off those 4 turnovers. That's the difference in the game right now. Conversely, no points off of 2 turnovers for Lakeside Lutheran, 2 forced turnovers. They have not scored off turnovers. So, really, this is going to be a good second half.
27-21, Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran at the break. in what has been thus far a thrilling first half of this Division III boys basketball state semifinal. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. If you're joining us here on ESPN Madison hoping to find either Kyle Bruston-Nortman or Rutledge and Hamilton, there is no Rutledge and Hamilton today. You can watch Kyle Bruston-Nortman on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament from the Kohl Center. The second half of action between Keel and Lakeside Lutheran is coming up after the break on 100.5 ESPN.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Live from the Kohl Center, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson joined by ESPN Milwaukee's Mike Padole, and from the 608 Basketball Tournament at Madison College, Bill Kegler. 27-21, the Keel Raiders undefeated on this season, leading the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors. Great crowd on hand, great atmosphere. Both schools bringing their respective bands, student sections showing out in full force. Oh. This is as exciting of a first semifinal as we could get.
It's fire. It's fire in here right now for a Division III semifinal game. It's the real deal.
Great crowd for both of these teams cheering themselves on. Lakeside Lutheran in their road navy blue uniforms with a baby blue trim with letters and numbers in that baby blue font with a white outline. The Keel Raiders in their home white uniforms, purple letters and numbers with a purple and gray trim. Working left to right, Lakeside Lutheran as we begin the second half of action. Down 27-21 and stepping in front of it, Pierce Arends trying to take it coast-to-coast, went too strong with the layup, but Keel keeps it, and a shot is good, and a chance for a three-point play. What a start to the second half for the Keel Raiders. A takeaway and a chance for three at the line for Braden April.
So I noticed in the first half, Keel was calling out plays from Lakeside Lutheran, so I wonder if Lakeside has a tendency to run that set out of halftime because he was like a DB on an out route quickly for a pick six.
Arends read it the entire way. April misses the free throw, so can't convert the three-point play. But Keel does extend its lead to 8 points, 29-21, 30 seconds into the second half. Cooper Milsna feeds left side, now down to the left block for Ron, double-teamed. In and out of the hands of Guzman, who's able to track it down right near the scorer's table at midcourt. Guzman resets for Lakeside Lutheran. Driving left side, guarded one-on-one tightly by Grant Mann. Swing it all the way to the right side, now in for Ron. Again, he's double-teamed immediately, which sets up an open look for Ranky, who buries the three. When you're double-teamed, somebody's open. It was Ranky up top, and he knocks down 3 points.
I mean, that's just a good play by Wes Ron. He gets the assist there.
29-24. Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran 1 minute into the second half. Right side, Ron trying to steal it away. Couldn't come away with it, though. Keel keeps possession.
Covering the floor like an octopus.
Ron, I got nothing for you on that one, Mike. Here's Arends driving, weaving his way through defenders, up off the glass, partially deflected, no good. Rebound, Lakeside Lutheran, down by five. Guzman running left side, goes all the way, easily in for the left-handed layup. Casey Guzman with six. It's 29-26, Keel up by three. He is such a difference maker. You spotted it in the first half, Bill.
Yeah, he changes the tempo of them, and just there was no ability for weak side help with his speed going to the rim. And it's not out of control speed. He's very under control.
Yeah, just aggressive. Adds that dimension to the offense for Lakeside Lutheran.
And now in a total change of pace, Keel has slowed down the tempo. Jack Heckman knocked the defender down. No whistle, so he takes the jump shot. Good. 31-26, Bill.
Would have been a Brad Davison flopping violation had we had that rule here.
Guzman driving right side, wants to go in, had it deflected, but Ron cleans it up and puts it in for two. 14 points for the sophomore, Wes Ron. 31-28, Keele by three, 15:45 to play.
I mean, Wes Ron just picking up stats like he's ravenous, getting rebounds, getting points, blocks.
Aiden Murphy directs traffic at the top of the key, now passes right side for Braden April. April free throw line extended right, bounce pass for Arends. Swing it all the way left, off the screen. Jack Heckman ran out of real estate, so passes it back. Now off another screen, an open three is good for Aiden Murphy. Keele extends the lead 34-28.
Aiden Murphy, the rainmaker three on that one.
Approaching 15 minutes to play. 6-point advantage for the unbeaten Keele Raiders. A date with Thomas Moore on Saturday afternoon in the title game for the winner of this one. At the free throw line, pull-up jumper is good for Lakeside Lutheran. That was Cooper Milsna's first points of the game. One of the senior leaders on a rather inexperienced team, Cooper Milsna, knocks it in. 34-30 and a timeout with 14:50 to play in the first half. We'll take it with them. It's Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina, the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chili, their famous chips and guac, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquallescantina.com. Bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest, Pasquale's Cantina. 34-30, Keele leads Lakeside Lutheran in the second Division III Boys Basketball State Semifinal at the Cole Center. Jesse Nelson, Mike Padole, Bill Kegler, courtside with you. And guys, this has been an outstanding game thus far. And with 15 minutes to play, we expect nothing different down the stretch.
Totally different looking team when Lakeside Lutheran has arrested Ron and Murphy in the game.
Off of the timeout, down low, an easy put in for two. Grant Manns, first points of the second half. He has 11 for Keele to extend the lead 36-30. Left side of the floor, Alex Ranke, one of the senior leaders of Lakeside Lutheran.
Zone look for Keele coming out of timeout again to switch up, and he looks that Lakeside might have put in.
And it worked. They batted away the pass, trying to go inside for a turnover. Arends into the front court for the Keele Raiders. Passes right side. Now back into the hands of Murphy. Aiden Murphy, number 12, backpedals near the midcourt, motion W logo. Handoff for Arends. Using a screen at the top of the key, Ron's way out of position up top there. So Arends goes inside, gets the defender in the air, draws contact, shot no good, but he'll shoot two free throws.
What a beautiful play by Arends that time. Now Arends, the point guard, the son of a coach. You know, when coaches have sons that play point guard, Coach Kegler was telling me, I like point guards that were coaches' sons. They're just cut from a different cloth. They don't get rattled. First free throw is good by Arends, but he's so strong with the ball that he could be a difference maker. That was a big answer for Keele.
Three fouls now for Evan Newman, number four. He checks out of the game for Lakeside Lutheran. First free throw good for Pierce Arends. Wisconsin Lutheran College commit Pierce Arends, first team all-conference in each of his three seasons, sophomore, junior, and senior, and he was named 2024 Conference Player of the Year for the Eastern Wisconsin Conference. He knocks down both free throws, 38-30, Keele in front by eight, 13:45 to play.
And Keele sticking with the zone look here.
Left side of the floor, it's Alex Ranke trying to find an opening in that zone. Instead, pass it all the way to the right for Milsna. Milsna, swing it all the way left to the hands of Guzman. Guzman trying to direct traffic away from him. Set something up offensively using a screen. Guzman kicks it outside. Open look. Milsna for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Tap back for Guzman. Guzman,
nice
quick
pass.
Feed down low for Ron, and he puts it in for two. That was a great pass, Mike, by Guzman. You called it right away.
Yeah, he gets the loose rebound at the mid-range on the baseline. Throws it to his big man.
And a foul as Arends goes up off the glass. Good. And one, Pierce Arends to the line, trying to extend Keele's lead even further. It's 40-32, and a chance for more.
And I apologize for the bruises I may have just gave you because I was smacking you when on that play. That was a man-sized play by the point guard for Keel. Arenz, strong. He's got the strength.
Hit Bill next time, Mike. Just let him get in.
I'm equal opportunity.
Too.
I'm right in between you guys.
Arenz with the bucket and the free throw. 41-32. Keel up by 9. Lakeside Lutheran needs to figure it out in a hurry against this zone. Wolfram. Guzman now off a screen. Ranky near the right side. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Guzman spins, picks up the dribble, and passes successfully to the corner. Lakeside resets. Milsna now right for Wolfram. Wolfram left for Ranky. Just trying to find an opening. Guzman gets it at the top of the key. Quick release three. Casey Guzman good from beyond the arc. Big bucket for Lakeside Lutheran. It's 41-35 with 12:30 to go. Arenz trying to take over the game into the paint. Quick shot, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Lakeside Lutheran. Guzman running downhill right side. Picks up the dribble, lost it momentarily, now gets it again, and gets it right back after a pass. Kick it to the left corner for three off the front of the rim. No, twice off the rim, still no. Rebound to Keel. 41-35, 12 minutes to go.
That was a good look for three, though. Nice ball movement by Lakeside Lutheran. They just came up empty.
I agree, Mike. That was a great look from the corner set up by Guzman driving on the baseline. Now a kicked ball provides a momentary stoppage.
So Arenz has been dominating the ball the last three possessions for Keel. Interesting if they keep running through him or get someone else involved.
11:56 to go. 41-35. The unbeaten Keel Raiders, 28-0 on the season, looking to match DePeer, 30 wins in a season a year ago. That's a WIAA state record. And a foul is called. Grant Manns shooting two free throws as his shot was no good. Deflected down on the left post. Alex Ranky picks up the foul for Lakeside Lutheran. That is his third personal, Mike.
Good look to get the ball in the Manns in the post. You know, Manns is stringing together a really good game himself for the big man for Keel. He's got 11 points, 11 rebounds.
Man sets, fires, first free throw off the mark, no good. He's just a 63% free throw shooter this season. Grant Manns going to be playing college basketball for the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point in the WIAC next year. Manns again sets, exhales, fires, no good. Missed them both. Ranky rebounds and a whistle on the rebound.
Lane violation on.
I thought that would be the call there. I couldn't tell what they were saying. And, yes, it was a lane violation on Lakeside Lutheran. So a third chance now for Manns.
In the first game, we saw the horn blow during a free throw. What other weird things can we see on free throw attempts?
Let's see if Manns goes 0 for 3. No, he knocks it down. 1 for 3. 1 for 2 unofficially at the trip to the line for Grant Manns. He has 12 points. And a 7-point lead. Keel by a touchdown, 42-35 over Lakeside Lutheran.
This is such a competitive game that every basket is big at this point with almost 10 minutes to go here in the semifinal.
Alex Ranky, right side of the floor. Passes back into the Motion W logo at midcourt for Milsna. Now an inside pass. Ranky gets positioning, goes up off the glass, got two defenders to blow by as he completes the bucket. 42-37, senior play for Alex Ranky.
This is a big defensive possession for Lakeside. If they can get a stop and then a great possession to get a two, keep them within striking distance.
Oh,
there's the steal, and it's quick numbers. 3-on-2 for Lakeside if they hurry. Ranky hands off Guzman. Goes through a defender and lays it up good for two. Casey Guzman, shifty. It's a 3-point game. Keel trying to push out in front quick. Murphy down on the right block, lost the ball just momentarily, so he had to kick it back over to the left side. Now Murphy gets it back, dribbling near midcourt.
Lorenz needs to get the rock.
Timeout. Marcus Rump, head coach of the Keel Raiders, wants to talk it over with his squad. 42-39. Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran with 10:32 to play in this game. We'll keep it right here. But a message during this postseason broadcast from the WIAA and with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Coach Kegler, I got a question for you. Being a Madison area college coach, having that in your hip pocket and seeing so many good, solid basketball players in a Division III game like this, what were some of the things you look for out of a high school player as a college coach in the area?
It's really about how hard they play, because a lot of kids work on skills now, and that's a very prevalent thing, but it's about competitiveness and who's going to step up to the challenge when things aren't going your way. Guzman is a great example. He wants the ball in his hands. Arenz is a great example. When they needed to go on a run, he had the ball three straight possessions and scored twice. So out of this timeout, to your point, are they going to go back to him to get a look, or are they going to work through Grant Manns inside, who hasn't scored in a minute? He's got 12 points and 11 rebounds, and go right at West Ron.
One of these two teams wants to play to win its first WIAA boys basketball state championship. Keele has never won a boys basketball state title. This is their third appearance, appearing in 1974 and in 2010. Lakeside Lutheran, in their third state tournament appearance, they've never even won a state tournament game. They are 0-2 in the semifinals in their appearances. Out of the timeout, Keele shot no good. Lakeside Lutheran with a rebound, down by three and a chance to tie the game. 10-10 to go. Guzman, right side of the floor beyond the arc, now puts the shoulder down, goes with the right hand off the glass. Too easy if you're the Keele defense for Casey Guzman.
And they went man out of that timeout, and they had been playing their matchup zone previously.
Spinning down to the left glass. That was a great retaliation by Grant Manns. He got positioning one-on-one and made a spin move to put it up a good for two.
Great low block footwork. That's a lost art.
Guzman for the tie. No good. Ron, the rebound and the put back in. 44-43. Approaching the midway point of the second half of this Division III semifinal.
Buckle your seatbelts. This game's picking up.
Murphy got the defender in the air and draws contact on the shot. No good. He'll shoot two free throws. That is the fifth foul on Lakeside Lutheran this half. Correction, the sixth foul on Lakeside Lutheran this half. Keele has not committed a foul here since halftime.
I'm not buckling anywhere with you throwing haymakers over here. I got to keep dodging and getting out of the way.
So bonus situation the rest of the way for Keele as Aiden Murphy goes to the line. He is a 79% free throw shooter on the season. Knocks in the first one.
You know, seeing a point guard go strong to the rim and put it in, that's the kind of thing. That's like pure adrenaline for me, watching a guy who's strong and confident with the basketball, like Guzman was on that last possession.
Keele is a very senior-laden team. Four of the five starters are seniors on this squad. Braden April, the lone junior. Murphy is one of those seniors. He goes one of two at the line, missing the second. So it's a two-point lead for the unbeaten Keele Raiders. 45-43, 9:20 to go. Top of the key, Lakeside Lutheran. Pass to the right side, Ben Crockless in off the bench. Down to the right block for Ron. Ron spins, tries to go off the glass. It was partially deflected. Out of position, it went off the side of the backboard, no good, and a rebound to Keele.
He really wanted to get back to his right hand there, and Grant Manns did a great job of sticking on his left shoulder to take away that look.
Pierce Arenz gets Ron out of position, so he passes left side. Open look for three, and a high arcing three is knocked down by Braden April. Raining outside and inside here in Madison this afternoon.
What a great decision with the ball by Arenz. He's double teamed at the elbow. Finds the open man for three.
48-43, Keele, 8:30 to go. Lakeside Lutheran down by five. Guzman, midway between midcourt and the top of the key, now passes right side. Easton Wolfram. Back up top for the guard number three, Ben Crockless. Swing it all the way right for Guzman, who has been the go-to man so far here in the second half. Cross-court pass left wing. Pump fake by Milsna. Now it's back to Guzman, back to Milsna against the zone. Lakeside having a tough time. Milsna opens up for three. No good. Offensive board and a foul on Keele.
First foul of the half for them, 6-1 on the fouls.
Took 10 minutes and 1 second in this second half for Keel to pick up its first foul of the second half. It goes against, I actually didn't see who it went against, actually. I was calling Crockless's name for Lakeside Lutheran. So we'll have to see if we can get a check of that here in a minute. Instead, the inbound pass comes into Guzman at the top of the key. Casey Guzman. Left for Milsna. He gets it back now. Guzman, turnaround, quick jumper, too strong, no good. He had a chance to set and fire a little bit better if he had seen the presence of mind. Instead, here comes Keel on the other end of the floor. 48-43 advantage. Into the right corner, quick passes. Now off a screen. Here's Braden April. April, driving right side, picks up the dribble. At the baseline, back to Arends, who resets out near the bench.
Exceptional defense by Lakeside Lutheran. Really, really good secondary break by Keel that came up with no shot opportunities.
Murphy spins past the defender, sets up an open look for three, no good. Rebound Lakeside Lutheran, down by five. Guzman running, left side of the floor, picks up the dribble at the free throw line, kick it over, open look for three, Milsna missed it, and it's out of bounds to Keel. 7:02 to play, and the Keel student section that has made the trip from northeastern Wisconsin letting Lakeside Lutheran know that that didn't hit anything.
One thing I like about Milsna is that he is not bashful to shoot the rock. He shoots it confidently. He's missed his last two, but he's at least taken it without hesitation. Some of the guys on Lakeside Lutheran hesitate.
Quick three, no hesitation, but no good for Heckman. Loose ball, Lakeside has it, preserved along the baseline by Crockless. Ends up in the hands of Wes Ron, who dribbles across midcourt, showing the ball movement. Wes Ron, the big man, dribbling behind the back and drawing contact.
Was that Magic Johnson?
Yeah. Wes Ron says, let me show you my skills.
Timeout with 6:39 to go. 48-43. Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran in this boys basketball Division III state semifinal. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
In store for a fantastic finish at the Kohl Center in this Division III boys basketball state semifinal. 48-43, Keel leads Lakeside Lutheran. 6:30 to go. Out of the timeout, driving inside. Casey Guzman is fouled. His shot no good, but Guzman to the free throw line with a chance to cut the lead to one score with 6:29 to go.
The golden rule, the Mike Padol golden rule. Good things happen when you attack the rack. And Guzman that time draws the foul, going strong to the rim.
Is that a life golden rule?
Always make a third trip at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, I felt like that would have been the golden rule, and then that would have been like...
That's golden corral.
Understood. First free throw good for Guzman.
Golden Grams?
48-44 with 6:29 to go. Guzman, 74% free throw shooter, knocks both in.
3-point game.
48-45 with 6.5 to go. Fantastic finish awaiting in this Division III state semifinal. Jesse Nelson, Mike Padol, Bill Kegler with you at the Kohl Center. Feed it down low. Shot contested, no good for Manns. Rebound, Lakeside Lutheran, chance to tie with a three. Just over 6 minutes to play. Pass it right side. Easton Wool from number 12. Back up top for Milsna. Milsna goes left for Crockless. Crockless to Guzman, pulls up at the free throw line, extended left position. Swing it all the way right. A lot of ball movement on this trip down the floor for Lakeside Lutheran, trying to find an opening in the Keel zone. Unable to do so yet, but they're patient.
Yeah, you get the ball into Guzman at the elbow.
Here he is.
Oh!
Guzman lost it. And a rebound, or a takeaway, I should say, to Pierce Arends, and Keel up by three. Arends gets it back up top near the top of the key, pass right side. Murphy launches a three halfway down and out. No good. Rebound Lakeside Lutheran. Ron again goes dribbling behind the back. He is putting on a display here at the Kohl Center. Pass left corner. Three-pointer for the tie. No good. But a weak side rebound collected by Lakeside Lutheran and Ben Crockless, the junior.
And the roof is ready to come off this place.
5:15 to go in the game. Down by three, Lakeside Lutheran. Guzman inside for Ron. Can't finish. Second chance. Put back. No. But a whistle will send Wes Ron to the free throw line. Clock stops with 5:08 to go.
And maybe important, West Ron gets to take a breather here as he's doubled over at the top of the key, catching his breath. Hopefully he can focus enough to make both free throws as Wisconsin Lutheran has three timeouts left to utilize down the stretch here.
West Ron, sensational sophomore for the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors all year long, misses the first of his two free throw attempts. He is not good at the line, 55% on the year.
You know, he's only a sophomore. You get him in a weight room.
Missed the second, halfway down and out.
He's got 18 points, 16 rebounds, and three block shots tonight.
So it ends up being an empty possession for Lakeside Lutheran, still trailing by three with under 5 minutes now to play. Left side, Manns trying
to
steal. Lorenz, it's taken away by Ron. He wants to go coast to coast. No, at the last second he tried to pass to Guzman, and it's knocked out of bounds by a Kiel defender. Clock stops with 4:48 to go. Lakeside keeps possession down by three.
Are my eyes deceiving me?
When did Ron become the primary ball handler for this squad?
Look at that, stopping at the free throw line, making the dish.
Guzman gets it out of the inbound pass. Top of the key. I think he's thinking three, and instead he passes over to the right side for Wolfram. Still beyond the arc, back up top for Milsna, all the way near the midcourt circle in the Motion W logo.
You can tell Lutheran's been through the wars. It's only a three-point game. They're cool.
Milsna quick fire for the tie. Drills it. And we're tied at 48 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Cooper Milsna, first three of the afternoon. And what a shot to tie the game at the Kohl Center.
As my guy Big Dog says, three ball, rocket fire.
And now,
my goodness,
a foul is called on Lakeside Lutheran, and keep in mind it's bonus the rest of the way for Kiel. Pierce Arenz goes to the line where he's a 69% free throw shooter. It's a 1-1. Arenz sets, fires. Short, no good, and the nerves starting to set in for these two teams. Keep in mind Lakeside, as young as they are, has the experience of being here at the semifinals a year ago. Kiel hasn't been here since 2010. Guzman has it, free throw line extended right. Kick it all the way left side, approaching 4 minutes.
Guzman
lays it up, good off the glass. Lakeside has the lead, 50-48, with 4 minutes to go in the D3 semifinal.
Tech. Timeout, Kiel.
They got to talk things over. Head coach Marcus Rump calls the squad with 3:54 to go. 50-48, a 7-0 run for the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors to take the lead late in the second half.
It is up for grabs on the Lakeside Lutheran student section right now. What a game. Guzman just making smart decisions with the basketball. And that last time, he just got the ball at the elbow and attacked and went lefty off the glass. Just been making plays left and right here. He made the nice pass to Milsna, who drained the three. I talked before about how Milsna has no hesitation in shooting that three, and it paid off for him.
So Aaron Arenz has the ball out of bounds on our close side here. He's probably going to throw it in and run an Iverson screen across Manns with an open court over there. They've been really good, and here he goes.
Yep.
Out of timeouts.
That's exactly what they do. Arenz gets it on the right wing. Under 4 minutes to go. Down by two. Kiel's unbeaten season on the line. Chance to play in the championship game Saturday against Thomas More. Ron swats it, but a foul is called, sending Kiel and Grant Manns to the free throw line.
Ron is feeling it, guys. He blocked that one and said, I didn't foul.
They just showed it on the Jumbotron. I think that was a foul. What do you think?
Agreed. He got a little bit too much arm. Ron has 18 points and 17 rebounds. When's the last time there was a 2020 game at the state tournament?
Well, get our stats crew on that, meaning Dennis Semerow afterward. I'll get a hot dog and ask him a question on it.
We saw an insane Diamond Stone stat earlier today from a tournament memory.
First free throw good for Grant Manns. This one to tie the game at 50. It's short, no good, with 3:42 to go. 50-49, Lakeside Lutheran up by one. Winner gets Thomas More Saturday or at 2:30.
And they went man because they're down. Otherwise, Lakeside Lutheran is just going to hold the ball and milk the clock.
Wes Ron right side, now Guzman in the corner. Guzman trying to use a Ron screen. Instead, swings it back over to the top all the way to the left corner. Into the hands of Wolfram. Wolfram for Ron. Cross court, Guzman. Pump fake three with 3:10 to go. Instead, he puts it back down on the floor. Ranky drives inside. Ranky on the run. Fouled. Shot no good. Ranky gets two free throws. For an inexperienced team, it's a sophomore and a senior helping lead the way here in this second half. Ranky will shoot two. And we'll see how the senior handles the pressure situation. 8 of 11 free throws on the season. Alex Ranky. And that one sat and rolled around and rolled off no
good.
Wow.
Hit all surface area of the rim that time.
This is a fascinating dynamic. Lakeside is the younger team, but they were at State a year ago. Keele has almost all seniors, but they are the inexperienced State team. Who handles the clutch moments better? Ranky hits the second free throw. 51-49, 3 minutes to play. Keele down by two with the basketball. Pierce Arends, his father is an assistant coach, longtime head coach here for the Keele basketball program. Arends calls for it back on the left block, and he's fouled and will shoot free throws. That's the ninth team foul on Lakeside Lutheran with 2:51 to go. And that foul situation, Bill, feels like it's going to be significant.
This 251 is going to take a long time. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws. So who's going to get their free throw shooters at the line? Keele doing a great job of putting Arends in the post and trying to reach around and deny him the ball. Got a foul.
Guzman has two. Arends with the 1-1. Front end is good.
If he makes this, it's a tie ball game. We got
my
a 2 minute
goodness.
51 second game left to see who goes to the title game.
It's a sprint. My goodness. And, you know, you talked about Lakeside Lutheran making it last year. This was not supposed to be a repeat year. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
Pierce Arends hits the second free throw to tie the game at 51 with 2:51 to go and a timeout called. We will keep it right here.
So, you know, last year, Levi Burkholz was just an all-around great player for this Lakeside Lutheran team. And this was supposed to be, I'm not going to say rebuild year, because there's a ton of good athletes at Lakeside Lutheran, as I talked about earlier. But this was not supposed to be a run to Madison kind of team. This was a let's get good experience under our belts as we replace Levi Burkle.
And Todd Yons was the first to say that on the coach's conference call earlier this week. He was not shy about sharing that information with everybody. But it's come together, Bill, in a way that this young squad with this just enough experience, this lack of identity that's a good thing in his eyes, has come together, and they're now in a situation tied with 3 minutes to go here at the state tournament.
We're going to see how they react here, because historically Keele has gone to their matchup zone out of a timeout. And with the game being tied now, I would suspect they're going to do that again. So what did Lakeside Lutheran draw up? What did they talk about? The chess match continues. I would go man if I was Keele, but I'm not on that sideline, thankfully, right now.
The other interesting thing to watch for here in this last 251, this Keele team, these players, senior laden, they've all played together since third grade. They've won tournaments out of state together. They've got a lot of wins under their belt.
Out of the timeout, Lakeside basketball in a tie game at 51. 2:40 to go. Guzman spinning his way into the paint. Off the glass, good. Casey Guzman taking over. 53-51. Lakeside Lutheran with 2.5 to go. Keele basketball. Arends crosses midcourt. Now left side, couple of passes down to the right block. Murphy battling for position, kicks it out. Wide open look for three, no good, but getting his own rebound. Mans forces it up, no good off the glass. Loose ball, foul is called on Keele as Lakeside came away with it. 2:11 to go and a stoppage.
So Lakeside ran a good action to get eventually to a Guzman-Ron ball screen. Would imagine that's going to be the case here, trying to run some clock.
That last make by Guzman, he spun into the lane from driving right, spun inside, and still put it up with his right.
That was the last foul to give for Keele. Guzman again, right side, no good off the glass. Ron the rebound, fouled as he tried to put it back up, no good. Ron gets free throws with a minute 55 to go.
The sophomore, 18 points, 18 rebounds.
Incredible stat line for Wes Ron, the sophomore for the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors.
But he's only 54% from the free throw line. Did he miss both earlier, Jesse?
He's missed both on a couple of trips today. I believe he was 1 of 2 on his last trip to the line. So let's see what Ron does. He'll shoot both. First is good anyway.
You know, and he's grabbing shorts and bent over. You had made a point about his use of timeouts to get him breaks in the first half.
Now might be a good time. They have three left.
Ron's second free throw is no good, so it's still a one-score game with a minute 50 to go. 54-51, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keele. The Keele Raiders have the basketball. Arends passes right side for Murphy. Murphy, free throw line extended right. Now into the paint, kick it over left side. Open look for Manns. Instead, he puts it back on the floor. Goes down low for Arends, who is fouled.
They are working that matchup to take him into the post and get Arends the ball. And he does a great job of making himself wide in his hips and his lower half so he's hard to get through. And he's gotten fouled twice now.
So strong for his size. Being a point guard, he just took the other guard down low and just worked him on the low block.
Double bonus the rest of the way. So two free throws no matter what for Arends, who missed the first.
Wow.
Pierce Arends. 5'10 senior attending Wisconsin Lutheran College, playing basketball in the southeast part of Wisconsin next year, averaging 20 points a game. 2024 Conference Player of the Year in the Eastern Wisconsin Conference. Hits the second free throw.
I would imagine Wisconsin Lutheran takes about 20 to 30 seconds off the clock here. Looks like Keele's in their matchup zone.
54-52, Lakeside Lutheran leads Keele. Lakeside basketball. Keele amping up the pressure. Right side, Ranky gets back up top into the hands of one of the better free throw shooters, Milsna. Milsna back for Ranky. Now double teamed out near midcourt. That was a dangerous position with a minute 10 to go. They find Guzman, extra pass for Ron. Ron is fouled on the shot attempt. No good. But if you're going to foul anybody and send them to the line for Lakeside Lutheran, Keele's happy that it's Wes Ron.
He's 5-9 today from the free throw line, so the averages tell you he's going to make 1 of 2. I don't know if you don't take a timeout here with Wisconsin Lutheran before he shoots his free throws, get him a little bit of a rest, and that allows you to get your defense set.
Lakeside has 3 timeouts remaining. Keele has 2. Ron, first free throw, off the back of the rim, off the side of the rim, and no good.
It's also amazing how as soon as Keele goes zone, Guzman attacks at the elbow. He just positions himself at either elbow and tries to make the zone vulnerable from there, and he's been making things happen with it.
And they've disguised his cuts on where he's coming from to get to that elbow spot.
Ron's second free throw attempt rattles in. 3-point game. Ron has 20 points and 18 rebounds. 1 minute to go at the Kohl Center, 55-52. This is what you dream and have nightmares about, depending on which side you end up on.
I mean, it's electric in here right now.
Arends gets the pass in the right corner. 48 seconds to go. Pierce Arends into the paint. Kick it over. Left side. 3 for the tie.
Boom!
Is good for Jack Heckman. We've barely called his name today, but Heckman knocks down the shot to tie the game at 55 with 38 seconds to go. Timeout, Lakeside Lutheran. Wow.
Stunning. Heckman, the senior, 6'2", just draining the Rainmaker 3 to tie this game. What pressure? State semifinal, what? My goodness.
43% three-point shooter on the year. Heckman was left just enough of an opening, and he hammers it down to tie the game. Bill Kegler, get this. Last year, Lakeside Lutheran lost here in the state semifinal, 57-55 to Brilliant. We're tied at 55 with 38 seconds to go. Lakeside has the basketball. What are you drawing up here if you're Coach Todd Yons to win the game 57-55 this time?
I believe that on the left wing there's going to be a Guzman-Ron ball screen and roll with some action to occupy some help defenders. Get Grant Manns in that ball screen roll so he's not a deterrent at the rim. And you may even look for a back cut on the weak side to try to catch someone falling asleep over there. But you're definitely trying to take the last shot. You do not want Keele to get the ball back and have a chance to win it. Because at this point, you can't lose.
Right.
Everybody is making noise at the Kohl Center out of a timeout.
And no fouls if you're Keele.
Free throws for both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Lakeside inbounds. Guzman patiently walks across midcourt with 33 seconds to go. Passes right for Alex Ranky. Reinke handoff at midcourt for Murphy. Back to Reinke, left side, 25 seconds to go. Reinke across left to right, hands it for Cooper Milsna. Milsna goes for Wolfram. Wolfram with 16 seconds. Back pedals, back near midcourt.
Guzman's got it.
Guzman with 10 seconds.
He's going to work him.
He waves everyone off. He wants the shot. 6 seconds. Guzman, one-on-one, guarded by Arenz. Guzman goes in.
No! Right side,
puts it in with 2 seconds to go and a timeout, Keel. The clock ran out. The buzzer sounded. Everybody thinks Lakeside won. The officials are saying Keel has called a timeout. But what a play by Casey Guzman, the sensational junior for Lakeside Lutheran. A floater on the right side of the lane with 1.5 to go.
Casey Guzman has been a man since this game tipped off. And that time, with all the pressure in the world, one-on-one, give him the rock, let him go to work, in traffic, off the glass.
You know what kind of gusto you need to have to wave everybody off and say, let me take it, and then finish it? That's exactly what Guzman just did. Bill Kegler, 1.5 on the clock. Keel has a chance here. What do you do?
So Keel has a timeout left. They can throw the ball half, three-quarters length of the court and take another timeout so they have a better position to inbound the ball at.
That's a great point.
Although you have Grant Manns, who's a, you know, a large player who you could throw it to and potentially get a
right. Home run.
Bel Perezo.
Yeah, home run.
Look at to tip it out to a sideline to a cutting player. I would imagine they're going to throw a forward and call a timeout. But maybe they have something up their sleeve they've been working on all year in practice, and now's the time to pull it out.
Right. A lot of teams have what's called home run, you know, full court inbounds play. You get the three like you talked about. You catch it and get it to your big with good hands. He throws it.
Lakeside 57, Keel 55. Keel basketball with 1.5 to go.
What you said.
They have to go the length of the floor.
Arenz is going to banana cut here. Oh,
Arenz wants it. He gets it. A half-court heave for the win. Off the mark, no good. Lakeside Lutheran on to the Division III state championship game. Lakeside Lutheran just won their first state tournament game in boys basketball program history. And what a way to do it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable basketball game. Especially, what did you mention right before that last possession by Lakeside Lutheran? That they lost in this spot last year, 57-55. And what's the score right now?
Lakeside 57, Keel 55, your final score.
Todd Johns' redemption.
What an incredible game in the Division III boys basketball state semifinals. Lakeside Lutheran will face St. Thomas More Saturday at approximately 2:30 in the Division III state championship. Let's catch our breath, everybody. What a time.
I got goosebumps. I mean, my heart breaks for Keel walking off. Like I said, those players played together since third grade. Their run's over. That's sad. They had a great year. Great, great year, and they let it all hang out.
And Arenz had a wide-open look from half court to try and put it in to win the game. Sailed a little too far to the left, and that is how Keel's undefeated season comes to an end. They finished 28-1 this year. An incredible year. An outstanding job by head coach Marcus Rump and all the senior players who helped propel the Raiders to this stage. But Lakeside Lutheran prevails 57-55. We'll get a check of our Stoughton Trailers final haul and simply reset after this amazing semifinal game.
Two words for you, Casey Guzman.
What a day he had. 57-55, the final score. We'll be back with some of our final thoughts, including the Stoughton Trailers final haul after this. From the Kohl Center, it's Zimbra Conda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN.
Chips on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
In 2023, Lakeside Lutheran lost in the Division III state semifinals, 57-55, to the Brilliant Lions, who went on to win the Division III state championship. This year, Lakeside Lutheran wins the state semifinal 57-55 over the undefeated Keele Raiders, setting up a date Saturday afternoon with St. Thomas More for the Division III Boys Basketball State Championship game. Jesse Nelson along with ESPN Milwaukee's Mike Padol and Madison College in the 608 Basketball Tournament's Bill Kegler at the Kohl Center, where the Lakeside Lutheran Warriors emerge victorious in thrilling fashion. A game-winning shot by Casey Guzman with 1.5 seconds left to lift Lakeside Lutheran for a berth in its first ever state championship game. Let's check in now on the final hall for today's game, brought to you by Stoughton Trailers. Since 1962, Stoughton Trailers has been a family-owned and operated business with competitive wages and excellent benefits, plus growth and advancement opportunities. Stoughton Trailers is an exciting place to grow your career. Join the collaboration, innovation, and dynamic team atmosphere at Stoughton Trailers, with positions now open in production, finance, sales, operations, engineering, supply chain, and more. Go to stojobs.com to apply today. Stoughton Trailers, big trailers, big opportunity. Mike Padol, let's get a check of that final haul presented by Stoughton Trailers.
So in the first half, and we talked about Todd Johns being such a Hall of Fame caliber coach, with now with 498 wins under his belt. In that first half, Casey Guzman picked up his second foul early in the first half, and got rested for almost the rest of that first half. In the second half, Casey Guzman did not pick up another foul. Guzman ended up with 21 points in 26 minutes, including the whirling, twirling dervish shot off the glass as the game winner. Just an unbelievable performance by the junior. He's only a junior, Casey Guzman. He finished 9-17 for 21 points. I would be remiss to say Wes Ron, 20 points, 18 rebounds, 3 block shots, and a steal. Not bad for a guy who was tired from the opening tip, grabbing his shorts.
Casey Guzman, a second-team all-conference player. Who else was in the Capital North this year if Guzman was a second-team player? Just an incredible game today. 21 points for Guzman, including the game winner off the glass. Your final haul brought to you by Stoughton Trailers. Bill Kegler, the Keele Raiders' undefeated season comes to an end here at the Kohl Center this afternoon. They had only one game all year decided by fewer than 10 points until this afternoon. And in the pressure situation, they had a couple of missed opportunities. Lakeside took advantage, and it felt like a one team has been here, the other hasn't type situation.
Yeah, you can't help but think that if Keele had a few closer games or even a few losses where they'd faced a little bit more adversity, how they would have responded. But I thought they did a great job controlling their composure during the game. They made adjustments between their man-to-man defense and their zone defense as they came down the stretch. They just weren't able to get a few more buckets down the stretch like they needed to in order to push this game into potential overtime. And they had a really good look at the buzzer. Just the Dame Lillard half-court shot wouldn't go.
Again, the final score, 57-55. Lakeside Lutheran will meet St. Thomas More in the Division III championship game Saturday afternoon. Bill Kegler, your initial thoughts on that matchup after we saw both teams emerge victorious today?
I'm excited because I got two lacrosse Eagles coaching those games, so I can't lose.
You are a lacrosse guy yourself, so you're excited to see the coaching matchup of Todd Johns and Tony Main going toe-to-toe here at the Kohl Center on Saturday. That will be fun. Mike, what do you think of that matchup?
I mean, I'm not going to count Lakeside Lutheran out of anything after what I saw today. I mean, they got down, and they just scratched and clawed possession by possession. They never tried to, go out over their skis and do too much. They just took it one possession at a time, and they wore down Keele and really put together in what was just a great game. I mean, in the break, you guys had to get me oxygen and the shock paddles and the baby aspirin to get me back down and regulated, because this was something. From the opening tip, that was a great game.
It's so fascinating that Lakeside finds themselves in the Division III championship game a year removed from having Levi Burkholz help lead the squad. Todd Johns thought last year was his chance to go win a state championship at Lakeside. They didn't even make it to the state championship game last year. This year, they're in the state championship game, and he'd be the first to tell you, I didn't think that was going to happen.
It continues the it should not be year for Todd Johns. He just this is the total bizarro world for a coach. You think you see everything in the world as a coach, right? Right, Coach Kegler?
Well, sometimes the stars align. You have the great group of players who mesh together really well with each other, and then this is the result that happens out of it.
The final score, 57-55. Lakeside Lutheran defeats Keele. They will face Thomas More on Saturday in the Division III state championship. For our producer, Alex Gravatt, for Mike Padol, for Bill Kegler, thanks so much, guys. What a treat this was this afternoon. My name's Jesse Nelson. This has been Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. Back for the Division II semifinals tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody.